play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
At Dunlap High School, our national anthem. Nice rendition of our national anthem as we get set for the starting lineups. Public address announcer is Jack Hesterdahl here.
Dr. Jay Marino, Principal Tom Welch, District Athletic Director Greg Kreider, and the more than 800 member schools of the IHSA, welcome to Dunlap High School for tonight's basketball game between Galesburg High School and Geneseo High School. It is just one in a statewide series that is known as America's Original March Madness. While schools in other states, colleges, and universities enjoy this time of the basketball season, the first cases of girls' March Madness were diagnosed in IHSA schools in the early 1900s. Nobody does it any better. Enjoy tonight's portion of March Madness. Now let's meet the starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Geneseo Lady Leafs. At a guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 12, Anna Weiss. At a guard, a 5'7 senior, number 14, Emily Ford. At a guard, a 5'7 junior, number 20, Molly DeBrock. At a forward, a 5'11 junior, number 33, Darcy Dietrich. And at center, a 6-foot junior, number 34, Jamie DeFoul. The Lady Leafs are coached by Scott Parent Hardison, assisted by John Wagner, Kerry Coppers, and Jesse Doubles. Now the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 senior, number 5, Rainey Sibley. A 5'8 sophomore, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Chloe Anderson. A 5'3 senior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. And a 5'4 junior, number 34, Haley Kelso. Galesburg is coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison. Officials for tonight's game are Robert Carlson, David Judas, Thomas Hilton.
Everything running right on time. Again, our thanks to Jack Hesterdahl, public address announcer here at Dunlap High School, where it's good to be back here. We were here for the boys' regional last year. This time around, it's the girls' regional. And, Eric, we look at the floor. It's beautiful. It's painted. I think they've redone it, but the lighting still a little dim in here as you get set to call play-by-play.
Yeah, not good lighting here. And the tough thing for the Streaks is they are going to be out-jumped right here by Geneseo, who's wearing their green, is that shooting teams usually have a tough time again, darker gyms, and we'll see if that holds true here for the Silver Streaks. So with the basketball is the Geneseo Lady Leafs. They're in their green uniforms, decked with white numbers and white down the side. They're just passing around the exterior as the Streaks are sitting in a 2-3 zone, which A little surprising to see the Streaks come out with this, especially against a team that hasn't seen them in a year.
Of course, it worked well against Olive the other night, and so I think we're going to stick with that. Coach Massey saying he does not want to see Geneseo pounded inside on us.
And right away, the Streaks get a steal. It's Jessica Lever with the steal. She's going to push the ball up the floor, right-hand dribble. Down on the near side of the floor, Haley Kelsel thought about three, gives the ball back to Lever. Lever and the Streaks wearing their white uniforms, silver and black trimmed on the sides with silver numbers, and they're going to turn it over right there as the pass into the backcourt as Casey Williams could not handle the pass from Jessica Lever.
Of course, there's always pressure in regionals because it's do-or-die time, but especially hard for the seniors because they realize every time they take the court now, it could be the final time they put the uniform on. Important to get out to a good start in this if we can, and Geneseo's just turned it over for the second time.
Yeah, so a good start for the Streaks and that they're going to get another shot at it. Like you said, you'd like to start with the scoring right away, so we'll see if the Streaks can do that. Haley Kelso, three from about 2 feet behind the line. No, rebound down to Chloe, though, and Chloe's going to come up with the board and the foul. So a good job right there by the Silver Streaks to get that basketball right back, and now Chloe fouled, Streaks will inbound from the baseline, box formation. They get in, Jessica gets a nice look at three, but that one's blocked and goes out of bounds. That block goes to Jamie DeFaw, the junior for the Leafs, but the Streaks will retain possession.
If you're just joining us, Galesburg playing Geneseo, who won here easily last night against Chillicothe IVC in the play-in game, and will be followed tonight by a second game that features the homestanding Dunlap Eagles against the Alleman Pioneers.
Yeah, and right there, the ball passed in bounds, and Geneseo able to tap that one away. So Rainey's going to inbound on the sideline on the far side of the floor, gets it in easy to Jessica. Jessica's going to bring it, center it between the circles. She goes left-hand dribble, tries to kick it out to Chloe. Ball knocked away. Chloe is able to get back with the basketball, gets it to Casey. Casey attacks. Nope, it's going to pull it back out to Jessica. Lieber top the key, looking for the offense to develop. Geneseo just playing a man-to-man against the Silver Streaks right now. Just trying to take the much bigger player off the dribble. Three up, no good, as she went up over Darcy Dietrich. Can't get it to fall, and Molly DeBrock with the rebound and brings it up the floor for the Leafs.
Well, you got to know Geneseo is going to scout a little too, and they're going to do everything they can to prevent Jessica Lieber from going off for 32 like she did against Alleman Thursday night.
Block shot right there by Casey Williams. Chloe Anderson down with the rebound, her second of the game, so a nice defensive possession right there for the Silver Streaks as it was Defoe going in for the shot, and she got her shot just blocked right back at her. Streaks bring four in. Sabrina Clay in with Elsa Mangieri, Danny Teal, and the freshman Lexi Daniels.
Well, we played 2 minutes of this first quarter, and nothing in either column. The scoreboard is dark under home and visitor. Galesburg, the home team, being the higher seed here in their white uniforms.
Interesting that they don't even put zeros up there.
Yeah, it's just blank.
Jessica three up, and that one's a little bit long. Goes off the back iron. Rebound come down. Fought for it. Sabrina Clay comes up with it for the Silver Streaks. Lexi Daniels gets the ball, but immediately reverses it back to Sabrina, and Sabrina's going to dribble it out. Sabrina trapped up. Yeah, trapped up top the key, but finally gets the ball off to Allison. And now Sabrina. Streaks are working their way away from the basket as they keep passing it farther and farther back. Just another long three. This one from about 22 feet, and she hammers it in.
Well, the tempo right now favors Geneseo. This is what they like, is a slow half-court game, but they can't let Jessica be alone, and she's going to get him eventually.
Streaks press full court, but Geneseo breaks it, gets up the floor to DeFaw, and she's going to finish the easy layup over the top of Jessica. Jessica back with the ball, pushing the tempo. Okay. Lexi Daniels back to Jessica.
Theory of the system is trade 3 for 2. That's what we did right there.
Streaks with the one-point advantage. Under 5 to go here in the first quarter. Lexi Daniels, 3. That one's too long. Rebound down to Sabrina Clay, but she stepped on. Nope, they're going to call a travel. So a good job by Sabrina to get to that ball, but they're going to call her for the travel. Lexi had missed everything on her three-point attempt.
A winner here will put you in the game Thursday night for the championship of the regional. And as we talk with head coach Evan Massey, it's nice to be at this one because if you're at that regional in Bloomington, you'd be in trouble. That's absolutely loaded. Morton, Washington with 20 wins playing their early game tonight. Then U-High and Bloomington Central Catholic. All those teams are potential regional winners all clustered together.
All the way inside is DeBrock. Molly DeBrock just dribbles around everybody and scores the layup, so it's a 4-3 Geneseo lead. Lever gives the ball up to Mangieri. Geneseo really pulling their defense all the way out. They're not going to give up that three-point line, so the Streaks have got to start looking to go inside. Jessica back up top, gets the basketball, dribbling up against Emily Ford. Emily Ford, their best on-the-ball defender, gets inside of Danny Teal, and the senior finishes.
And Teal got it around, and they stayed away from the especially tall center, Jamie DeFaw. It's 6 foot in there. She was still out high on the lane, and so Teal was able to get her shot off.
So the streak's showing full court press again. And nearly pulling her foot there was Emily Ford. We were told Emily Ford also their best ball handler. And now all the way inside is DeFaw with some nice dribbling, and she gets inside and scores the easy layup.
Well, we got to play better defense than that.
Lexi Daniels, long two, puts it up off the back iron. This ball is going to come down. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be awarded back to the Silver Streaks.
Fourth time the Silver Streaks have taken a shot and gotten the ball back. Hopefully that trend will continue, especially when we're just two of eight from the field. Geneseo has hit their last three, and they've all been layups.
Oh, no, now they're giving it to Geneseo. They had originally indicated to the Silver Streaks. So Streaks back in a three-quarter court press, having some difficulty getting the ball up the floor is the Maple Leafs. Finally, they get it across the timeline by Kaylee Picos, and now trapped up is Emily Ford. She gets it off to Molly DeBrock, but DeBrock couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds for another Geneseo turnover.
That's where Coach Massey felt like Geneseo a little vulnerable at the guard spot. Of course, we don't have Sharon to get out there and make all those steals, but the other girl stepped up and got it done there.
Three up by Rainey. That one's no good, and it's going to go out of bounds back to the Maple Leafs.
I got out the map today, and I was just trying to see what Geneseo and traveling down here, and there's about 16 different ways you could get here, and none of them is a straight shot.
Well, it's always interesting with the games set up the way they are. As the Streaks' pressure results in a bobbled ball in the backcourt right there, and it's going to go out of bounds, but Geneseo will keep it. Because similarly, as the Streaks get the steal, Chloe inside puts a shot up, no good. Rebound down to Allison Manjuri. She gets it back. Three up from Haley Kelso. Count it!
Just what they need. Get the steal. Get the bucket. Didn't make the layup, but we got the three instead.
So a good job by the Silver Streaks inside right there, getting the steal in the bucket. Now back down the other way. An easy layup miss right there by Anna Wise. And down with the rebound was Casey Williams. The fans wanted a double dribble on Casey, but no call. Three up from Allison Manjuri. That three no good. Rebound comes down to Haley. Haley puts it back up. No good. She gets her own rebound. So good job by Haley being active. She knew that shot was off the moment she took it. Casey's going to dribble down the right side, drops it inside to Chloe. Tie up, and this should stay, and it will stay with the Silver Streaks.
Well, what started out as a sluggish first couple of minutes in this has turned into an action-packed game, getting up and down the court, starting to see some buckets made. Streaks lead it 8-6, 2:23 to go first quarter.
Streaks in the box formation. They're inbound from underneath their own basket. Cross pick set. Looking to get in, finally get into Jessica. Jessica is going to dribble. She's got DeFaw on her. She's going to go around her into the lane, puts up a short jumper. That one's going to rattle home.
Well, just like she did up at Alleman, scoring inside the three-point arc a little bit. She has five. Streaks lead by four.
10-6. Silver Streaks, 2:07 left to go here in the opening quarter. Emily Ford gets the ball off to Westerlund. Westerlund, long, looked like she traveled. No call, but shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Picos, and she's going to lose it, but it's going to go out off the Silver Streaks.
Well, I can see where Coach Massey thought that Geneseo's ball handling was suspect because they are very unsure of themselves getting across the timeline. They don't really look up the court at all. They're just looking down and pounding the ball into the floor and just hoping they don't turn it over at this point.
Pass instant bounce. Nobody in the face of DeBrock, who gets an easy shot up. No good. Streaks are going to come down with the rebound as Jessica is going to end up picking it up off the floor. Haley reverses around. Casey wide open three. This shot up and good. Third three of the game for the Silver Streaks, and Casey's the third streak to hit a three. 13-6 Silver Streaks. 1:36 left to go. Streaks in full court press, and right there, Chloe was just trying to get back, and she ran over Picos.
Well, I would think the Silver Streak style is probably Geneseo's worst nightmare. They've had around a .500 season, but I'm sure playing more of a slow tempo. Gelsberg's pressure and the system should give us a win tonight, especially if we hit 3 three-pointers every quarter.
Bringing the ball up the floor again is Ford. Reversing it around it are the Maple Leafs. DeBrock gets it, and she's going to go right to Dietrich, who goes inside to DeFaw. She misses, and back the rebound comes down to Wise, who missed as well. So not a very good shooting team from the inside. Rebound down and controlled by Dietrich, and she was fouled as she got that rebound.
Yeah, Danny Teal picks up the foul for the Silver Streaks. So three chances at it for Jenna Seal that time. As you said, Eric, none of them particularly strong shots, but they were in close. This time nobody doing any guarding, as at the free throw line is Darcy Dietrich. And she hits the first one.
She does. It makes it 13-7. Silver Streaks with a six-point advantage.
They grow big in Geneseo. 5'11", 6 foot, 5'11". They got 4'5", 10 players. And their boys' team is always a little taller than ours, too, historically.
And that one misses. Sabrina Clay down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Streaks puts the tempo back down the other way. Reversing around the perimeter, Danny Teal dribbling at the top of the key. Goes far side wing to Jessica. She's going to put up a long three-pointer. That one's off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds and back to the Maple Leafs.
They're getting plenty of shots off in the quarter. So, again, as we always say, you don't have to shoot a high percentage if you're getting a lot of shots off. And the Streaks able to get 13 points in this quarter so far with the 3 three-pointers and a couple of traditional two-point shots. No free throws yet for the Silver Streaks.
Inbounding the ball, and now back down the other way is Geneseo. Molly DeBrock brings it, dribbles backwards out of a trap. Now she's working against Rainey. Ball gets knocked away, and she gets it right back. Rainey knocks it away again. This time Rainey's going to get called for the reach.
Yeah, and that's when you're playing the aggressive style, the risk that you take. And I know Coach Massey mentioned to me that Geneseo does like to thrive on getting the other team into foul trouble and getting into the bonus. And so quickly we picked up a couple of fouls here. Three in the quarter, 42 seconds left. Geneseo to inbound under their own basket.
Geneseo is going to use a flat formation with one player up top as they're going to try to stack underneath. Inbounded all the way far side to Wise. Her shot up, no good. She gets her own rebound. She's going to have to kick this one back out as immediately she's covered. Now a three up from Emily Ford. That one's off the mark as that one was long. And down with the rebound is Jessica Lieber. She leads the pack all the way down with the left hand. Too strong off the backboard, and the Streaks should be getting. No, they're going to say it went off. The Silver Streaks and out of bounds.
Yeah, Jessica just had too much momentum going in there and a couple of players right on her tail, and she got that shot up a little too quickly. It was just too strong off the backboard. Tried to go coast to coast after the steal.
Looking to inbound is Wise. She gets it into Ford. Ford trapped up right away. Now back to Wise. Ball reversed around, now finally stolen by Elsa Mangieri as she gets her first steal of the game. Now Jessica, she's going to dribble inside, goes all the way in, count it! Little Jess Express with a two from the inside. So Jessica now with 7 points, and it's 15-7 Silver Streaks. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, shot up, and that one's good by Molly DeBrock. She's going to get the last two of the quarter. After one quarter of play in the regional semifinal, it's Silver Streaks 15, Geneseo 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We were both in line for a
sandwich. I ordered the turkey on rye. She ordered
the turkey on rye.
I chose iced tea. She chose
iced tea.
We both turned to look at each other. Our eyes
met.
Our buttons
matched. Could it be cash
at first sight? I, the button spotter.
I, the button wearer.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your blue WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. And at the Knox County Health Department on West Fremont near Galesburg High School. Details at WGIL.com.
A romantic dinner for two, and better yet, one she doesn't have to cook, will be a big hit this Valentine's Day. Celebrate with your sweetheart at Figs Italian Steakhouse, where this Thursday through Saturday, they're preparing a dinner for two special. A 20-ounce heart-shaped ribeye, wine, super salad, potato and vegetable, plus cheesecake with strawberries and chocolate sauce for dessert, along with a long-stemmed rose. Now that's love. Figs Italian Steakhouse in downtown Galesburg off Prairie Street. For reservations, call 341-3463.
Missing a minute can cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Dunlap High School, site of the Streaks regional semifinal matchup. A quick two out of the break by Anna Wise makes it 15-11 Streaks lead, but they do have the basketball now. Sabrina Clay gives it to Jessica. Jessica guarded by Ford. I think that's the matchup they want, as they keep rotating either her or DeFaw onto her. A good give and go right there as Sabrina cuts down the basket. She misses the shot, and we're going to get a foul on the rebound attempt by the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, play ran just the way we wanted it to, but Sabrina had to let it go a little bit farther from the basket than maybe she wanted as she rolled through the lane that time and took it all up in one motion and still a couple of feet out rather than being right under the basket, missed the shot, and then, of course, the foul afterwards. So now we've got four team fouls on the streaks.
Emily Ford pushes the tempo down the lane and a steal by Casey Williams. So Casey gets the ball right back for the Silver Streaks. And Jessica gives it to Casey. Now to Haley. Open three from the wing. Count it. Two now for Haley Kelso as she's 2 of 3 from behind the arc for 6 points. 18-11 Silver Streaks. That ball goes inside, bobbled around, and now it's loose on the floor. We're going to get a timeout called to Coach Tom Hardison.
Saved them a turnover as the ball was on the floor, and so he'll take a 30-second timeout here. Haley Kelso hitting that three-pointer on the other end, and you can just see her confidence has grown a great deal just since the first of the year, I think, and she's become a very important part of the offense, and especially with Sharon Diggins no longer available, Haley becomes that second key scorer that we need. She doesn't penetrate like Sharon, but I think at times she's a more effective outside shooter.
Yeah, and an interesting circumstance for her playing tonight is that her former team, the Knoxville Blue Bullets, are playing in the sectional championship tonight at Orion.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, left one successful program for another, and this has got to be an interesting feeling for her because I'm sure she's still friends with a bunch of girls on that team.
Absolutely. And Knoxville has really started playing well. We wish them the best as they take on Sherrard. In fact, that's going on right now.
Pass inside to DeFoss. She gets the easy layup. She's got six now, 18-13 Silver Streaks. 6:50 left to go here, second quarter. Casey kicks out to Haley. She thought about it for a moment, but gets it to Jess between the circles. Jess has got Emily Ford on her. Screen now from Chloe. Chloe rolls, and a good job by DeFoss to jump out at Jessica to inhibit that play. Now a three up from Allison Manchuri. That's no good. Haley Kelso with another offensive rebound, and she's going to score from the inside. Three offensive rebounds for Haley. And like that, the Silver Streaks up 20-13. And now going down the other way was Anna Wise. She gets the ball poked out by Chloe Anderson.
I think Geneseo's so concerned with Jessica Lieber, as they should be, that there could be some opportunities for some of the other players. As you said, they jumped out and really Ford came over and cut off, came off of her man and came over and cut off Lieber, and it opened things up for Haley Kelso inside.
Haley with her hands on the ball right there, knocks it away as they tried to pass it to Wise, and Wise recovered and then threw it up court to Ford, and Rainey knocks it out of bounds. So good job by the Silver Streaks defense right there.
Yeah, well, Rainey, she's so quick, and she gets into areas where the other team doesn't expect her to be in the backcourt there. They're thinking, well, it's just you and me, and all of a sudden here comes this white flash as Haley in that white uniform able to get in there and poke that thing away.
And now we're going to get a foul on Haley as she was a little too tight right there against Molly DeBrock, and that's going to be the 15th foul on the Silver Streaks. Interesting game going on over at Richwoods right now. It's semifinals there. After one quarter to play, it's Richwoods 12. Moline 10. Moline hitting some threes to keep themselves in that ballgame.
You know, Moline's been playing tough. They took Rock Island into overtime a couple of weeks ago. They beat UT, and that wouldn't surprise me at all to see them play Richwoods real tough, if not beat them.
That ball up and off the rim to Jessica as the shot was missed by Dietrich, and Jessica gets her second rebound of the game. Now three up from Haley Kelso. That one's off the mark, but Rainey Sibley down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Now Jess puts one up. She misses the rim on this one. Haley Kelso gets there to bat it back in bounds, but coming up with it is Molly DeBrock. Up the floor and missing the layup is Anna Wise, and the Silver Streaks. Rainey Sibley comes down with the basketball. So Streaks back with the ball now, and they rotate it around the exterior of the play. They keep rotating around. Haley, another open three, and that one's off the mark. So rebound comes down to and handled by Molly DeBrock, and Haley just off the mark right there as she was feeling it early, 2 of 3. She's missed her last two attempts, though. Ball inside to DeFoss. That ball knocked away, and now coming up with it is Haley for a steal. Haley's going down, 2-1-1, gets it over to Casey. Casey misses the layup, though, but she's going to get the rebound back as nobody can control it. Jessica with a three. That one's too long. And now ball's going to go out of bounds, and this one's going to go back to Geneseo.
This is really a helter-skelter game right now, and the Silver Streaks with a great opportunity there. Probably overpassed a little bit. Casey got the hand on the steal initially, got it over to Haley, and Haley got it back to Casey, but really didn't gain a whole lot, maybe a foot in that trade-off. And Casey was well-guarded and had to get that shot up in traffic. Didn't get it down, and it ends up we don't score.
Streaks with full court pressure and up the floor to Anna Wise. She misses a shot, possibly blocked right there by Casey. Rainey Sibley down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Jessica kicks it out to Lexi Daniels, three off the mark. So that one just missed for Lexi. Rebound down to Emily Ford, and back the other way is Geneseo.
Really is a shooting gallery for the Streaks, so right now we're getting some real nice open looks from the three-point line.
Three up, and that one missed the mark. But getting the ball back is Kaylee Pecost. After she missed the three, she gets the ball back.
Well, to make things work for Geneseo, we're getting a number of offensive rebounds. We've had 6-9 of them so far, and so they're not going to win giving Gelsberg two and three shots at the bucket.
Well, now the Streaks can't seem to get off this end of the floor. Rachel Ganson missing a long jumper right there. And Rachel Ganson, as some might know, her brother Aaron is a walk-on for Bradley and is on the basketball team there.
Can't imagine you know what's going on at Bradley.
I might follow him a little bit. Ball inbounded now to Jenna Seals, Molly DeBrock. She's going to get it back after she passed it away. Now going down baseline to Faw. DeFaw goes baseline. Nice shot up, and she missed that one, got her own rebound, puts it back up, and that one's going to be good.
Well, there's rarely anything real pretty about the Geneseo baskets, but they find a way to knock one in just to stay close in this one. Down five now, 20-15, Gelsberg with 3.5 to go first half.
Haley had thought about another three there. The good job by Geneseo's defense jumping out was able to deter them from taking that shot. Ball goes inside to Danny Teal, and Danny's quick shot goes up and in again. So 4 points for Danny Teal, and it's 22-15 Silver Streaks.
Well, you got that right. Quick release by Teal.
She doesn't like holding on to it very long. We're going to get another foul on Haley Kelso, and DeFaw's going to finish a nice strong bucket by her.
Yeah, and a good lead on the break by Ford. Cross-court pass to the taller teammate who had the position on the right side, Jamie DeFaw, who can go for a traditional three-point play here as Danny Teal checks out, and Chloe Anderson comes back in. But yeah, Danny's got to get that shot up in a hurry because she knows it's going to get blocked otherwise, and so she's the master of that quick release.
Yeah, it's tough at 5-5 playing on the inside, and the free throw missed. Sabrina Clay down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. And Silver Streaks out there playing without Lieber. That ball misplayed by Sabrina Clay. It kind of bounced up on her short hop throw and went straight up in the air. It got tied up, though. Good job by Lexi Daniels getting down there to tie up the Geneseo player, and now we're going to get the ball back in the alternating possession.
Would have been a turnover, but the arrow our way. I've only got us for two turnovers. That's
what I got, too.
Yeah, it seems like there's been a few more, but, again, a couple of times the arrow's been going our way, so we've avoided it when we have been sloppy with the pass.
Jessica back into the ball game now, and we're going to get a kick right here, and a good call by the official as Darcy Dietrich put her foot down in the way of that pass.
I've always liked this facility at Dunlap. The drive over here is it's basically Peoria, just a few miles north. I like the school and the district, but, boy, the lighting in here, I can't get over. Most of the schools have gone to those trays of lights that just really illuminate the gym, and they've still got the old incandescents here, and it's just, especially over the baskets, it's just dark.
Yeah, very dark gym. I'm trying to think if there's a darker gym we played at this year. I don't think so. Three up for there, Casey. That one's off the mark, and rebound down to Emily Ford for Geneseo.
Rock Island used to be a little dark, but they went to the new trays, and of course they used to turn the lights out, and then they'd have to wait 10 minutes to play the game after the opening introductions because it took them a long time to warm up again.
Always an interesting thought. And now a three up and good for Molly DeBrock. So 22-20, the Streaks just cannot shake the Maple Leafs. 2:03 left to go here in the first half. Jess all the way down the lane, spinning, putting the shot up. That one's no good, and rebound down to Molly DeBrock. So three and a defensive rebound there for her.
Yeah, Geneseo's found a way to hang around in this game when it looked like the Streaks would really have their way with this one, but the Maple Leafs scrappy and finding a way to get the ball inside. Ford from the outside now, and they've got the lead.
Wow. Second lead of the game for them. 23-22. Actually, third lead is they had a 6-5 lead in there, too.
And the Streaks turn it over.
Yeah, ball knocked away. It's sloppy ball handling there right there by Chloe, and now we're going to go back the other way. And, you know, I had a chance to talk to some of the broadcasters from Geneseo before the game, and they told me if they shot a lot of threes that they were going to lose this ball game because they don't hit from the outside. Doesn't look that way right now as they go inside this time to Dietrich. She's fouled, putting the shot up, so she'll go to the back to the free throw line where she split a pair in the first quarter.
Yeah, Geneseo hitting back-to-back threes here to give them the lead 23-22. You know, this Geneseo team, you know, they've got a couple of seniors out on the court right now. One of them is Ford, so obviously she's going to give it everything she's got. She doesn't want to play her last game here tonight. But they're going to be, if they continue to improve, they'll be hard to handle next year with all these juniors and sophomores playing.
Yeah, very young team compared to some of the Geneseo teams we've seen in the past, which have been pretty senior dominated, including last year's team. First free throw up, and that one's no good by Dietrich. She's one of three now, and she's going to be 500 as she hits that one, two of four.
Minute 18 to go before the half. Streaks find themselves down a bucket as they have the ball.
Casey Williams now over to Lexi. Lexi with it between the circles gets it to Jessica. Jessica dribbles right hand. She has Ford fall down. She didn't realize that she would have put that shot up. She had given the ball up. Now she's got it back. Ford back on her feet, obviously. Man-to-man defense by Geneseo. Really jumping passing lanes, too. Casey Williams top the key. Gets it to Jessica. Jessica thought about the three, but Ford jumped out her. Now we're going to get a blocking call. As Dietrich, is that Dietrich? Yeah, Dietrich's going to get called for the foul. That's her second foul, and only the second team foul of the half.
Yeah, Coach Scott Hardison for Geneseo asking the official. They like that play. It happened right in front of him. Lieber forcing her way in, but there was nobody set. She did a nice job to come off and help Ford, who's done a pretty good job on Lieber here in this half when she's been near her.
Lieber dribbles in, kicks it out to Danny Teal. Now back to Joss for three. That one's off the back iron. Danny with the rebound puts the offensive shot up, and that's no good as it was partially blocked from behind by DeFoss. Streaks will retain possession now.
So Danny did everything right. She got her position, got the rebound, but just got blocked from behind. As you said, Eric, she's just so undersized in the post.
Streaks have the ball up top. Now they're going to reverse it around to Allison. Allison on the dribble. Gives it back to Casey, top the key. Casey thinks about dribbling in, but pulls it back out. Now Jessica with the basketball. We've got 27 seconds left, now 26, 25. Here in the first half, the three up, and that one's no good for Allison. Rebound down to DeFoss, and let's see if they hold for the last shot, and they are going to slow this one up, 18-16. They kick it up, and the streaks are doubling. Now the pass across to Y, shot up, and that one banks in, and now streaks have a chance. 5-4, Elson shot up. Yes, in the foul. That one looked like it might bounce off. A good job by Elson absorbing the contact and putting that one up.
I think Geneseo was thinking final shot, but the streaks defense trapping and forcing so hard, Geneseo able to get an easy basket underneath, so they went ahead and took it. But then the streaks forcing the issue back this way. A really big basket by Allison Manjurius. It's got it down to a two-point lead. Could be one with a free throw here just before the half.
Free throw up, and that one's good. So it is a one-point game, and now coming into the game is Chloe. Streaks have, okay. Danny came off the floor for a second there. The streaks had six on the floor. Now 2-1. They're going to get the shot off from half court. That one's short. As missing the shot was Molly DeBrock, who chucked up that long three there at the end. And after one half of play, it's Silver Streaks are trailing 26-25. Maple Leafs with the lead. We'll be back with our halftime show, including stats and scoreboard. After this, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You'll be amazed at its circular contour, the vibrant color of azure blue, the polar white lettering, spectacular in its simplicity. Although free, its very presence on your person means you could win up to $500 in cash. This extraordinary bauble screams WGIL button.
Pick up your blue WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. And at the Knox County Health Department on West Fremont near Galesburg High School.
Details at WGIL.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
It's Mike Lasnovich
and Gene Stahl from Lakers Ford Dodge Ram.
You're going to fall in love with the new Dodge Durango.
It's I love you.
What'd you say?
I said I love you, man.
Okay. Thanks.
Don't you have something to say?
No. I mean, I like you, too.
Whoa. Like? So the truth finally comes out.
As I was saying, you're going to fall in love with this new 2013 Dodge Durango. The all-wheel drive SXT has a 6.5-inch touchscreen with V-Connect, backup camera, and more. With generous latest discounts and Dodge rebates, you'll save nearly $4,000. You got to love that, right, Gene? Oh, come on now. You know you'll always be my little buddy.
You mean it?
Of course.
How about a hug?
I don't, Okay, you're hugging me.
Tax, title, license, dock, fee, extra. See dealer for details.
We'd love for you to stop out for a test drive at Lakers Ford Dodge Ram.
Can you let go of me now, Gene?
Soon, my friend. Soon.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Silver Streaks Halftime Report. Streaks trailing by a point here at halftime. 26-25 to the Geneseo Lady Leafs. And at the quarter break, things felt pretty good. 15-9 and Streaks were up, but they got outscored 17-10. In that second quarter, Geneseo actually was ahead by four in the closing seconds, but Allison Mangieri able to make a key three-point play to get it to 26-25. And I don't know, Eric, we may look back and at the end of this game and feel like that was a huge play there to at least to get us back within a point before halftime after Geneseo went on that run.
Yeah, and unfortunately for the Silver Streak, they were just having a terrible time getting balls to fall. So the good thing is that they were able to end up with that big bucket in the foul, and now we're going to be looking at hopefully the Streaks coming out with some confidence out of the locker room. Is, you know, after that first quarter when Jess put up 7 points, she didn't score there in the second quarter, and actually the Silver Streaks as a team only scored 7 points in that second quarter.
Yeah, let's take a quick glance at the team stats here at the half. Galesburg 10 out of 35 from the field, so we're getting plenty of shots off, 28%. And again, we hit 3 3-pointers in the first quarter. Felt pretty good about the way we were shooting, but then had just the one early in the second from Haley Kelso, and then kind of cooled off from there. Meanwhile, Geneseo shooting 42%. They were 11 of 26 from the field. They hadn't done much until they hit 4 of their last 5, including 2 3-point shots. Geneseo leading the rebounding battle right now. Actually, I need to get this totaled up. 19 to 18. The Streaks a little bit better on the boards because of some offensive rebounds early in this one. And turnovers, 8 for the Maple Leafs and just 3 for the Streaks. A very odd half in a couple of respects, Eric. It only took 29 minutes, which is really unusual. And part of that was because there just weren't that many turnovers and fouls.
Right. Yeah, and that's always an interesting thing when you talk about running the system. But as you kind of talked about at the beginning of the game in the pregame show, is that Coach Massey kind of altering things and not using his traditional look when it as far as the pressing goes. We didn't see them press, the Streaks press near as much as we normally do.
The halftime statistics are being brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. And, Eric, let's go ahead and take a look at the individual statistics there in the half.
Well, the Streaks led in scoring by Haley Kelso. She had 8 points, including 5 there in that second quarter on a 3 and a 2. She also had a steal and 3 rebounds. 7 points for Jessica Libra coming in that first quarter of play, including a 3 and 2 twos. She had 2 rebounds and a steal as well. 4 points for Danny Teal on a couple baskets inside and a rebound. 3 points for Casey Williams on a 3. 2 rebounds, a block, and a steal. So Casey doing her normal job filling up the stat sheet. 4 rebounds for Sabrina Clay. She has yet to score. On the other side of things, Jamie DeFaul leads the scoring for Geneseo with 10 points, 2 blocks for her as well, and 2 rebounds. 7 points for Molly DeBrock on a 3 and a couple of baskets and 4 rebounds for her. 4 points for Anna Wise with a couple of rebounds. 3 points on a 3 by Emily Ford coming there in the second quarter. 2 rebounds for her as well. And Darcy Dietrich has split 4 free throws for 2 points in this game. So, you know, one of the things that you look at is both teams kind of centralized scoring. Streaks really getting the majority of their scoring from Jessica and Haley, whereas majority of the scoring coming from Molly DeBrock and Jamie DeFaw for Geneseo. Geneseo is just that 2 of 4 from the free throw line, or 2 of 5, excuse me. The Streaks at the half have only attempted one, so that is a tribute to the lack of fouls being called.
Okay, let's let you check the scoreboard here. Before we do that, I want to mention that our transportation to the game tonight being brought to us, our transportation by a 2012 Nissan Altima from Galesburg Nissan. It's one of the many in the certified pre-owned fleet. This is a really sharp car. It's a deep burgundy. That's always one of my favorite colors with gold pinstriping on there. It's not loaded with a lot of the extras, but it's got everything that you need as far as standard equipment, plus a little bit more in power seats, but something that you could be able to get at a very affordable price. It's one of the 2012 Nissan Altima certified pre-owned fleet. One of the things that means is a limited 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty as they stand behind their products, as always, at Galesburg Nissan. So stop by and ask them for this particular model or any one other one that you might see on the lot, and thank them for helping to provide our transportation to the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys and girls basketball games. Eric, go ahead and take a look at the scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance.
Well, obviously, the most interesting score that most Galesburg fans would want to hear probably is from the Knoxville game, but we have not had a reported score yet from there. From Richwoods, though, Richwoods leads Moline 23-18, as that's the number one team in that regional playing the play-in Moline Maroons. And Moline's actually done a good job of staying in that game, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Afterwards, Rocky and UT go for match number three of the season, which I'm sure neither coach is too thrilled about, but it should be another exciting one there from Richwoods.
Yeah. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll come back with the second half action. Streaks trail Geneseo 26-25 in the regional opener. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Both teams back out on the court have had a few warm-ups, but they won't get much. Two games to play tonight, so they're keeping this thing moving, and we will start the second half in just a second with the Silver Streaks trailing 26-25 against the fourth-seeded Geneseo. Well, you can call them the Lady Leafs, the Maple Leafs. In football, you call them the Green Machine. I'm not sure they want to be called that in the ladies' basketball court. But whatever name they go by, they're giving us a little more of a struggle tonight than that appeared that they would in that first quarter when the Streaks were causing them some real problems ball handling. But they've settled down in that department. And Geneseo not only with a one-point lead, but they'll get the ball to open up this second half of play. In fact, they're out there on the court already. Silver Streaks kind of waiting to break huddle, and now they are set. As we turn things back over, Eric, you have the play-by-play honors.
Well, you know, one of the things the Silver Streaks didn't want to do, Jim, coming into this game, was let Geneseo hang around. So they're definitely not in a good position right there. As it's 26-25. Streaks come out in kind of a 1-2-2 look as they're spreading it, packing it in. And this shot up, and that one's missed by Ford. No foul called. She thought there should have been. And down with the rebound is Jessica. Jessica pulls up for three. This one's up, and it's long off the back iron. But Rainey Sibley gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks. So Jessica's going to get the ball back. She's going to go down the lane, and we're going to get a travel called against Jessica, and that's not going to make the fans too happy.
No, probably the right call, though. She was trying to draw that foul and went to the floor, but Geneseo player in the neighborhood didn't look like she made a whole lot of contact, so as much as we don't like it, probably the right call.
Well, you can see a little change there. Geneseo coming all the way down the floor is Molly DeBrock, and she lays it in and takes the harm, and she'll score the first two of the quarter, 28-25. A change right there in the way they're attacking the Streaks press is They went deep to DeFaw. DeFaw then gave it up on the run, almost kind of a Statue of Liberty-looking play almost. As it, going all the way down is DeBrock, and she's going to finish off the play with the free throw, and just like that, Streaks trail by four.
Yeah, I got to credit Coach Scott Hardison. He's really instilled some confidence in these Geneseo guards. They're playing much better right now.
Haley Kelso's three, that one's off the mark. She goes to try to save it in bounds. She can't get there in time, though, and this ball's going to go back to the Leafs, and basically negating the three-point play that Allison got there at the end of the first half.
Yeah, my hope was the Streaks could come out, drop a couple of quick threes on them and intimidate them a little bit here early in this second half, but it hasn't happened, at least in the opening minute, with the Streaks down four and Geneseo with the ball.
Geneseo pushes the ball back up the floor. Now it's going to be kicked around. DeFaw takes a short little dribble inside, gets it to Dietrich. Dietrich works the baseline, and she's going to get an easy layup, and the Streaks cannot start affording to allow them to pull away here. Just goes in, and we're going to get a push foul called against, I'm not sure if this is going against Ford or DeBrock, and it's going to go against Ford. It's
going to be out high. Went out. Wait a minute. Okay. Jenna Seale had Dietrich there like she was going to inbound the ball, and the official said, no, that's a Galesburg ball.
So Galesburg does get the ball back. And inbounded, Jessica, she gets it back to Haley. Three from the corner. This one's up off the rim. Casey down with the rebound, puts it up off the square and in. So a good job right there by Casey to get that big rebound inside and make it a 31-27 game.
Yeah, she just went straight up and then didn't bring the ball back down and risk a turnover, just went right after
it. Now the Streaks with a steal as Chloe knocks it away from Ford. She's going to get it back from Haley down the lane, and she misses an easy layup. That was a tough one right there for the Silver Streaks. And now back the other way and turning it right back over is Geneseo.
Yeah, Geneseo had a nice two-on-one there but couldn't capitalize as Jamie DeFaw had it deflected just before it got to her hands. And if you've ever had that happen, it just misdirects it a little bit to where you go to grab, it's not quite there. It goes off her fingertips and ends up a turnover.
So now inside, Casey in a good move. She gets her shot back by blocked by DeFaw, then a block by Dietrich, and coming up with the rebound is Ford, and we're going to get a travel call against Ford.
So Geneseo with three consecutive turnovers after they had built a six-point lead, opening the door for the Silver Streaks to close the gap here a little bit. We've got it down to four. Basketball will be in Casey Williams' hand on the inbound.
So Casey gets it. She's going to work against DeFaw. Goes inside, kicks it out to Haley. Open three. That one's long off the back iron. Now rebound down to Elsa Mancheri. She's got it right in front of us on the wing. She decides to pass it up, gives it to Casey Williams. Casey gives it to Haley, to Jessica. Jessica inside floater. That one's off the mark as well. Rebound down to Emily Ford.
You could tell Jessica really wanting to let the three fly from out high, but they covered up just in time. So she pulled it in, pulled into the middle of the lane. Just a little bit too much momentum going forward.
Good post up right there by DeFaw inside. She sealed off Chloe, gets the ball and finishes the play. She's got 12 now, and the Streaks find themselves down by six.
Well, that's very concerning. Our interior defense just not able to handle the bigger girls for Geneseo right now.
Another three up from Jessica. This one's off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds and back to the Streaks after starting pretty hot from three-point land. In fact, combined, Haley Kelso and Jessica Lever hit three of their first seven.
Mm-hmm.
Streaks haven't hit since. Or one. They've hit one since. So now Ford trapped up about 83 feet from the basket. She gives it up to Picos. Picos trapped up, and now we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Scott Hardison as he saw things going the wrong way there.
Yeah, they weren't even going to get close to the half-court line before they had the 10.
business.
Now working the ball around is Geneseo, and they're going to get an easy layup from Molly to Brock. And now the Silver Streaks are going to take a timeout as quickly they find themselves down 37-27. And we're going to get a full timeout called by the Silver Streaks. Sorry for the technical issues that we had here.
Just a quick power interruption for some reason, but now we're back. And during that time, Geneseo scored a couple of more baskets, and they're up 37-27 here as the teams have taken a full timeout.
Yeah, and really the tough thing right there was the Streaks had a stop early there on the possession while we were off the air, but DeFaul was able to get another offensive rebound and get another putback. And right now she's the leading scorer in the game with 14 points, and she's got two offensive boards in there that have helped aid her in that because she, you know, she's had one good post-up, but other than that, she's getting a lot off offensive boards.
Yeah, and Coach Evan Massey in the huddle right below us here trying to draw up what he needs to do to change the momentum of this thing because, as we said, it's been increasingly evident as the game has gone along that the Maple Leafs have been getting more confidence in getting the ball inside. And once they get it down low, it's over. We've got nobody that can really handle the bigger girls inside. And Streaks down by 10 in jeopardy here, the number one seed halfway through the third quarter. But again, as we've always said, when you've got the pressing ability that the Streaks have and the three-point shot, that if the Streaks start to get hot, that 10-point lead can get knocked down in a hurry, but we don't want to get too far behind here.
Well, I think that's the biggest issue is that once their shooting has gone cold here, they haven't been able to get as much pressure as they would like on this Geneseo team, and basically they're getting beat a lot in transition. Now Haley Kelso handles right below us. She gets the ball stolen from her as DeFaul with the steal. Now good job by Jessica. Steals it right back for the Silver Streaks, and they're going to call a tie-up, and I cannot even believe that because they barely even had hands on the ball at the same time, but Streaks are going to retain possession.
Boy, great hustle by both players. Lieber to get in there, what should have been a turnover. She negated that. Then Emily Ford got in there for Geneseo, and she got her lip hit. She's reaching up, touching that. I think Jessica can be pretty feisty trying to steal the ball from her.
Well, Jessica not in a very good mood right now as she just hit Dietrich, and Dietrich's going to get called for the block. And again, Dietrich's going to go try to inbound this ball for it's her third. And Jess was having a little bit of a hand war with Molly DeBrock as DeBrock keeps trying to put her hands on Jess, and Jess keeps slapping him away. Now we're going to get – oh, no, a ball goes inbounds to Casey Williams. The scorer's table had rung the whistle, and everybody stopped and looked, and the Streaks inbounded and got an easy basket. So the Streaks benefited right there. Coach Hardison is screaming at the scorer's table. Now the Streaks get batted around, almost get a steal. Ball gets loose to DeBrock in the lane. And now I think we're going to get a makeup call. Is Jess is going to get called for foul right there, and DeBrock's going to go to the line.
Yeah, that was very unusual. You had the buzzer go off at the scorer's table, and some of the players stopped, especially for Geneseo. The Gelsberg girls kept playing. Casey Williams got the basket, and you can't blame Scott Hardison for being upset about that one.
First shot up. That's up and misses. So DeBrock now one of two from the stripe. Dietrich out. She's got three fouls. Into the game is Kaylee Picos.
So it's down to an 8-point game.
And this is what the Streaks need. They need some confidence here, and they need to go down and just start scoring some baskets. And DeBrock mixes them both, and that last one was just bad as she started backing off the line right away and up with the rebound, Casey Williams. Casey's got the ball, top key, used her dribble, now gets a Jess. Long three from Jessica. That one's just off the rim. It's going to go out of bounds.
Well, and that was one that was far enough out that it hit the iron, and then it went all the way to the maroon paint out of bounds. I mean, it never even landed in bounds. It went into the corner, so nobody had a chance for a rebound there.
And now a long time, and Jessica gets the steal, goes down in the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound down to Chloe. She puts it up. That one's no good, and DeFaul down with the rebound. The Streaks fans wanted fouls. They wanted five-second calls, and they didn't get any. So Geneseo smartly slows down the pace a little bit as they had the game getting away from them a little bit, at least the tempo. And now reversing it around, they're going to go inside to DeFaul. DeFaul in the middle of the lane, shot up. No, but she's going to get fouled. You know, I have 5, 6, 9 team rebounds for Geneseo off streak misses. And that's a lot of shots they have going out of bounds with nobody getting rebounds. First free throw up, and that one's good by DeFaul.
Yeah, so Geneseo missed the last two at the free throw line, but DeFaul knocks that one down. It's back to a 9-point lead at 38-29. I really, for the most part, though, like the way this game's being called. I wish they call more of the girls' games like that. They're really letting them play. They're calling the obvious fouls, but letting a lot of the other bumping and things go, and it's just made for a lot more fluid game, although it's not helping us on the scoreboard any right now.
DeFaw misses the second free throw. Casey with the rebound. Now a shot pass up to Chloe. Chloe misses the first one, and the second one gets her own rebound, and she's going to get fouled. And Judge Mangieri can't handle it anymore. He's going to have to come up here.
That was the old Bronx cheer right there, I think.
Yeah.
Galesburg fans wanting a few other calls that they didn't get and giving the officials some applause for the one that they did get there. Chloe Anderson toes the line.
Chloe struggled around 50% all year long from free throws. Hits on the first one, and that's a much-needed point right there for the Silver Streak.
And Rainey Sibley will check back in as Allison Mangieri has the seats.
So 38-30, 3:03 left to go here in the third. Streaks trying to climb back in as they dug themselves a little bit of a hole here. Chloe's second shot up, and that one's short. Rebound down to Anna Wise for Geneseo. Now Emily Ford's going to try to push the tempo up the floor. She has to give it up to DeBrock. DeBrock going all the way down, and we're going to get reached by Rainey. That was kind of a late call. But a call nonetheless, and a good call. Rainey did reach in right there and commit contact as she knocked that one away.
Well, and if you're official, it's always harder to not call something when it's right in front of the other team's bench and opposing coach.
Yeah.
Whichever end you're on, he was right in front of the Geneseo bench that time.
DeFog drops it down to Ganson. Ganson kicks it out. I don't know why there hasn't been a 3-second call now. Rainey just barely misses a steal right there. She got out running with the ball, but Emily Ford able to collect for Geneseo. And you can tell that Geneseo just feels that at times here they get the tempo going too fast, and right there, Streak's knocking away. Now they're going to go inside to Ganson. It's a loose ball, ended up in the hands of DeFaul, drops it down to Ganson, and she's going to get 2 points.
Yeah, and that's what you create a near turnover, and then you start leaning the other way, and there she's wide open under the basket.
Three up, and that one's too long by Jessica. She's going after her own rebound. She gets it, gets bumped.
She's
no
hustling.
Call.
She can't get a shot right now, but she's hustling.
And now she goes down the middle of the lane. She misses that one as well. Chloe gets the rebound. Chloe tries to go up. And now we're going to get a jump ball called as Ganson tied up Chloe. And Geneseo's going to get the ball back here, but I think just about everybody in the gym thought that was going to be a foul call.
No, he had 3 shots at it that time and reached in and grabbed the ball. And so the Streaks just not shooting well enough to get the job done. We're hit, let's see, 4, 8, 12, 16. I've got us 2 for 18 in the quarter.
Well, in the game, Jessica's 3 of 20. And now we're going to get a bump call on Jessica, and that's not good. That's Jessica's third. 2:05 left to go as she was going against Ford on the sideline, and they're going to say Jess bodied her too much as Ford fell out of bounds.
Let's see. So she's got 3, and one of the Geneseo girls has 3, right?
Dietrich.
Okay.
Now Ganson's going to throw it over the top to DeFaw, and DeFaw goes up like a wide receiver. And now a carry no call, and DeFaw's going to take it all the way down the lane and get another 2. So 42-30 Streaks. Trail by 12, the biggest deficit of the game for the Silver Streaks. Casey with the ball, top the key. DeFaw on her, pulling it out, will be Casey. She's going to go against DeFaw. She goes in the lane, kicks out to Allison. Allison and Ganson on her decide not to shoot the basketball and instead rotates it over to Jessica. Now Casey has an open look at a 3, decides to go and hold it. Streaks reverse around, try to go inside to Casey. Ball is going to get knocked out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to retain possession. 1:32 left to go here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 42-30.
Yeah, Rachel Ganson down there on Casey. Casey touched it, but so did Ganson. It went off of first hand last, and so it stays with the Silver Streaks as the Streaks bring in the line change. And Allison Mangieri back in with Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelso, Danny Teal,
Streaks
and Rainey Sibley.
Streaks work out of the box formation, get inside to Sabrina Clay. She's going to kick this one out to Haley. 3 up from Allison Mangieri. That one's off the mark, and rebound comes down to DeBrock. And now we're going to get another foul called against the Silver Streaks, and the Streaks now with 16 fouls to the 3. Wow, that was against Rainey. That's her 4th. Originally, I thought you said 5th.
And the team's 6th foul, so the next one puts Geneseo in the bonus, and they're already up by 12 with the basketball right now.
Ball pass goes inside but knocked away, and now recovering it is DeBrock. DeBrock gets it to Y. She flips it over to Gantz into the baseline. Good job by Elsa Mangieri. Able to knock that ball away. She's going to come up. Oh, they're going to say that ball came loose, and they're going to say Elsa was on the end line.
Boy, both teams just laying it all out there right now as Darcy Dietrich went to the floor, and it ended up being her effort that saved it, because once Rainey came over to get it, the ball was bouncing near the baseline, and Rainey touched it last, so Geneseo keeps it with 107 to play third quarter. Maple Leafs up by 12.
Maple Leafs inbound to DeFaw. DeFaw goes baseline, puts this one up, and that one's no good. Rebound, though, down to Dietrich, and now the ball tied up on the floor, and this one's going to go back to the Silver Streak. As a good job right there by Lexi Daniels to get her hands on the basketball.
So here we are at 42-30. Streaks could use a bucket or two here at the end of this quarter to make it not quite as big a hill to climb when we get to that fourth period.
Ball pushed up the floor to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina goes right side, puts a shot up. No, but she's going to get bumped, and the bump is going to go against Anna Wise of Geneseo.
Nice job by Sabrina to disguise that. She was up there, looked like she was going to drop the ball off to a cutter, and then quickly moved to her right and able to get a foul as she went towards the basket.
Very reminiscent of a play that Sarah Baker used to use a lot from about the free throw line with that fake handoff. Misses everything right there with it. Sabrina, so no even rim on that first free throw attempt.
It's been a while since she towed the line, and showed right there. Sabrina's had some, you know, it seems like she's likely to hit double figures or not score much. She's had a couple of games where she's had great offensive nights, and then other times where she's just been more of a role player. She hits the second free throw.
Well, and that one was all net, so good job right there. Now the ball's knocked away again. Sabrina Clay has it, her hands on. Oh, getting up from the floor right there was DeBrock. No call, and now we're going to get another tie-up, and this ball's going to stay with Geneseo. Streak fans not happy at all, and I agree, is right there. It looked like DeBrock's knee was on the ground when she grabbed the ball and she stood up with it, which should be a travel. Geneseo, nobody yet to inbound. Now they get somebody over there. His inbounding will be Anna Wise. She's going to get this one into Ford, and Ford's just nearly, well, we did it over and a back right there. Now DeBrock with the basketball up top. Streak's really chasing hard right now, trying to trap up the guards. DeFaw gets on the baseline. She takes one dribble in, short jumper up, and that one's off the mark. And down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks is Lexi Daniels. And Lexi really getting after it on the boards. That's something we usually see. Streaks push it up. 20 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 42-31. So Sabrina goes all the way in, up and count it, and a foul. There's that assertiveness you were talking about.
Yeah, Sabrina brings a little energy off the bench. She got one of two free throws the last time. Makes the same, actually a little higher out this time. Makes a power move to the right. She's got a quick first step. Maybe a traditional three-point play. It's 42-33 now with the free throw coming with 14 seconds to go, third quarter.
Well, it'd be a big, big score right here if the Streaks can get this down to eight. 14.4 left to go. So you know there's going to be at least one more shot for Geneseo at it. Shot up, and that one's short. Ball comes down, and Danny Teal picks it up and puts it in. Great job by Danny Teal right there. 42-35. Streaks with the deficit. 5-4-3. DeBrock coming down. Shot up. That one's off the mark. Bobbled around, and Sabrina Clay comes down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. So the Streaks make a run at it there at the end of the third quarter. They get it down to a 7-point deficit. We're in the regional semifinals. Streaks trail 42-35. 8 minutes left to go. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg. By Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean at 335-4048. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh.
You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
...out of collision.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Your news talk and sports station. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Regional semifinals from Dunlap High School in Dunlap, Illinois. Streaks enter the quarter down by 7 in the final quarter to play, 42-35, but do have the basketball. Allison Mancheri's got it on the far side of the floor, right along the sideline. She's looking to give up the basketball, and she finally does to Danny Teal. Now back to Jessica. Jessica's had a tough night shooting the basketball. Gets a screen from Danny Teal, screen and roll, no good there as she gives it up to Casey. Now Casey will dribble in and kick it back out to Jessica. Streaks a little hesitant right now on the offensive end. Finally, Jessica drives all the way in and puts it up and in, the floater for the Little Jess Express. And make it 42-37, Streaks down by 5.
Well, Geneseo had a couple of chances to spread the lead to 14 in that late third quarter. Didn't make it happen, and the Silver Streaks getting a little more scrappy and maybe making a game out of this now.
Allison had a chance for a steal in the middle of the lane, couldn't get it, and now Geneseo retains possession. DeBrock has it top the key. She's going to rotate it around. DeFaw's got it. Looks inside to Dietrich. Now she's going to skip across to the far side of the floor, baseline, and she's putting a shot up and missing everything is Anna Wise, but I guess they're going to say that
Casey got it.
Casey got some hand on the basketball, so that one's going to go back or stay with Geneseo. Geneseo inbounds the ball down to DeFaw. She puts the shot up, turn around, no good. Rebound by Dietrich. She traveled with the basketball after she went over the back of Jessica.
12th turnover of the night for Geneseo. This game has been very low in turnovers for the most part. Galesburg with just, I've only got us with 5 in the contest.
I have 6, but yeah.
That's still incredibly
right.
Low.
Streaks hit the ball to Casey. Casey free throw line goes into DeFaw. No. Yes, they're going to call a foul on DeFaw. At first I didn't think we were going to get the call, and now we do. And this should be number 2, I believe, on DeFaw, and it'll be the team's 6th, I believe.
It'll be interesting in talking with Coach Massey afterwards to see if this was what they discussed in the huddles, because we're abandoning the three-point shot for the most part and taking the ball in hard and getting fouled on the right side of the basket. We saw Sabrina do it twice there at the end of the third quarter, that time Casey, and we've passed up a couple of three-point opportunities here in favor of that drive inside, and it's paid dividends because we sure weren't hitting anything. We were 4 of 21 in the third quarter. And that included 2 makes on the last 2 shots. So at one point, we were 2 of 19 in the period. And we've hit our last 3 from the field. And Casey will take a free throw. There was a little discussion here. I'm not sure what that was about.
I don't know. They took the second off the clock, though. And that first one off, no good. So DeFaw's second foul, 16 fouls for both teams. And so Casey misses the first one. I don't know what the discussion was, but second came off the clock. And Coach Massey didn't look the happiest about it. And Casey will split the pair. She hits the second one. So just like that, Streaks find themselves down by 4. Back the other way, Wise will beat the Streaks pressure. She drops it down to DeFaw. DeFaw on the baseline. That one comes out. She gets the rebound. Ball loose, and now Jessica comes up with it.
The Maple Leafs have missed a bunch of shots inside in the last few minutes, especially that one. An easy bank shot underneath, just a flat-out miss.
Just a long 3. Got it! Just the second 3 of the game for Jessica, and the Streaks find themselves down 1. 42-41, full timeout called by Scott Hardison. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
President Barack Obama gives his first State of the Union address of his second term tonight. We'll have live coverage of the address immediately following Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Well, hopefully it's nothing but good news coming from Dunlap. Streaks have climbed all the way back into this one, down 42-41 now, as they were down 42-30. So an 11-0 run by the Silver Streaks right now. And Geneseo gets the ball on the baseline. 6:22 left to go in regulation in this one, and they're going to have to go the length of the court against the Streaks' full-court press. Dietrich gets it inside, in. The Streaks let him get it in, and DeBrock's going to go all the way up the right side baseline. She carried the basketball. Streaks are going to get this back. We're going to call it travel, but really it was a carry first.
Haley Kelso crossed over and interrupted her dribble to where she ended up putting it on her thigh there before she put it back down. And so Streaks press has looked a little more effective here late, like it did in the first quarter. Middle quarters, we were negated because we weren't scoring many baskets. Now we're putting in the basket again and able to put the press on. And then we're gunning for the lead right here with this trip. After being down 12, Streaks with a chance to go up here with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Jessica looks inside, gets it to Casey. Casey puts a shot. No, and DeBrock comes out with the rebound, her seventh. And Haley again bothering DeBrock in the backcourt, and she just lets it go. Luckily for her, Wise is going to pick up the basketball. So Jessica getting really sloppy right now. Emily Ford has the ball between the circles, gets it over to DeBrock. If I were the Streaks, I'd really pressure DeBrock. She's making some bad decisions with the basketball. She goes inside to DeFaw. DeFaw drops it down to Dietrich. Dietrich with an easy layup.
That time they finally worked it well and got the cutter coming on the other baseline, and a nice interior passing by the big girls for Geneseo.
Streaks trail by three. Allison's got it on the wing below us. Ooh, she threw it over to Casey. Casey almost made a break for the basket, but able to recover the basketball. Now Jessica, a chance to tie. Three up. Oh, it rattles out, and DeBrock comes down with her eighth rebound. And now we get another carry, and no call right there. As not only did Coach Massey jump out, so did the Streaks faithful. And now DeBrock's going to let this one go, and Jessica near steal, but he couldn't hold on to the basketball. It went out of bounds, and she went three rows up.
Yes, she did. Good thing nobody was sitting right in that particular spot. Another game to come. I would guess we'll start to see a pretty good crowd in here pretty soon, because you'll have the fans of four teams here when the folks from Alleman and Dunlap show up.
Geneseo working it around the Streaks. They have kind of a modified 3-2 zone inside and trying to keep the ball out of the interior and make them keep it on the exterior. Passing around, Wise looks. Now he's going to go up top to Keita to DeBrock. DeBrock gets it near side of Ford. She's going to go to Dietrich. Dietrich turn around jumper. That one's up off the mark. Ball down, and coming up with it is Jessica Lieber. Pushing the tempo back down the other way. Jess goes all the way in the lane, and she's going to get called for a travel, and that's a good call right there. Jess just getting a little too fast, kind of didn't see the defense starting to accumulate in front of her.
Yeah, she was leaning in, trying not to end up with a charging foul. Certainly the travel better than another foul there on Lieber.
Yeah, between those two options, I guarantee Coach Massey will take the travel every day. Back down the other way. DeBrock goes all the way in. She bumps against Jessica, misses the shot. Coming down with the rebound is Sabrina Clay. So Streaks get another opportunity. Rainey, three up off the back iron. Sabrina Clay down with the rebound, puts it up, no good. Gets the rebound again, puts it up, nope, but she's fouled by DeFaw.
Well, Sabrina, back-to-back offensive rebound. She's been pretty key at times in the second half. Streaks still trailing by three. She'll go to the line here. 4:17 to go now, and maybe we should say in regulation. Maybe we're headed toward an extra period tonight. Who knows?
You never know. Sabrina's first shot up, and that one's good. So Sabrina now 2 of 4 from the stripe. Makes it 44-42. Streaks down by two. And second shot up from Sabrina. That one's short. Rebound comes down to Dietrich. So Streaks could have used that one, but no good. DeBrock with the basketball. Again, having problems handling it. Gives it up to Ford. Ford dribbles down.
Oh,
nice
boy,
little dunk
nice.
Pass to Dietrich, and she's going to finish that one.
Excellent job by Ford, who didn't even look across the lane until the last second with the assist.
Another three up from Rainey. This one misses everything. Down with the rebound is Wise. So Rainey, threes on back-to-back possessions, misses them both. Streaks trap up on the baseline. Wise, DeBrock gets it up, and she's going to turn the ball over as DeFaw couldn't handle the pass. And now the Silver Streaks are going to Silver Streaks are going to get a timeout right now. A 30-second timeout by Coach Massey. And you had a pretty nice ride over, huh?
Yeah, again, 2012 Nissan Altima. This one, not the same two-door that we had there last week. This is the four-door model, but a nice burgundy color with gold pinstriping. From the outside, it looks great. From the inside, as always, it drives really, really well. The Altima's come in several different engine capacities. This one has some get up and go. Maybe not as much as that two-door we had the other night, the sports car, but this one still has the punch when you need it. Plus, all the Nissans, especially the Altima line, gets great, great gas mileage. And nice-looking car and nice to drive. Stop by and see it. It's one of the certified pre-owned fleet at Galesburg Nissan, where they take care of us during the football and basketball seasons, providing our transportation. Hopefully you'll stop by and give them a chance to provide yours as well. I think you'll like what you find at Galesburg Nissan by the Sandburg Mall in Galesburg.
Last 3:40 to play in regulation. Streaks with the basketball down four. Haley Kelsa, three up, and it's good. Haley's third of the ball game, and it's 46-45. Streaks down by one. DeBrock brings it up. She loses the ball in front of the scores table. Haley flips it up to Jessica. She couldn't handle it first. Now gets it back. A good job by Jessica to slow it down just a bit after she couldn't get it. Now, oh, Haley thought about three. Mandrake for the three. That one's short. Rebound down to Dietrich. Streaks really had a chance right there. Unfortunately, not able to cash in. Ford pushes the ball up to Wise. Wise goes baseline to DeFau. DeFau against Casey. A fadeaway two. Not a good shot right there. And Casey down with the rebound. So Casey really affecting DeFau right there, who's missed five straight shots now. Streaks with the basketball. 2:50 left to go in regulation. Down one. Jessica with the basketball. Gets it to Danny. Danny drops it inside to Haley, who drops it back to Danny, who travels.
So the Silver Streaks keep getting close, but they just can't quite get the basket they need to get over the top. Their defensive pressure forcing Geneseo. If they don't turn it over in the backcourt, then they're getting a little happy in the front court, getting two-on-ones and not taking advantage of it. And Coach Scott Hardison, recognizing they need a rest, he calls a timeout.
Well, and this should work for the Silver Streaks as well, as they were looking a little winded. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
There's a family on Sycamore Bend in Galesburg ready to move. All they need you to do is buy their house. Spacious living room, eat-in kitchen, and tons of storage would make this three-bedroom ranch that's for sale by owner a perfect place to live. Log on to galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details. Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Yesterday, Pope Benedict announced he would resign at the end of the month. We get reaction from Father William Miller of Corpus Christi Catholic Church tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
The Dunlap Regional from Dunlap High School in Dunlap, Illinois, streaks in the semifinal. Against Geneseo, they found themselves down by 12 at one point, only down by one now, 46-45. Last 2:40 here in the fourth. Geneseo inbounds the ball. Streaks fall back out of their full-court press into a half-court press. Now Geneseo handling the basketball. DeBrock has it right in front of her own bench. She throws it, and a steal by Allison Manjuri. She's going to go end-to-end and put up the left-hand layup. Count it, Streaks lead.
Well, Geneseo with the timeout. They came out very patient, maybe a little too patient. Nice play by Allison Manjuri to anticipate the pass and get the steal.
Streaks down by 12 at one point late in the third quarter. Find themselves up one. 2:05 left to go. Ball top the key for Anna Wise. Ball goes inside to Dietrich. Shot up. Count it. And they're going to call a foul on Chloe.
Well, Geneseo had some opportunities. I thought maybe they'd take the perimeter shot there. They had some looks, but they know what they want to do. What Coach Hardison thinks is going to win this game for them is to continue to pound inside, even though they've missed numerous shots and had some turnovers. That time they stayed with the plan. Dietrich gets the bucket and a foul. Geneseo back on top by one, maybe two, with 1:57 to go here.
Second foul on Chloe. Shot up, and that one's good. So Dietrich now 3 of 5 from the line, and she gives a 49-47 lead now for the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Three up from Haley off the mark. DeBrock down with her ninth rebound. And back the other way, all the way down into, this is going to be a charge call against DeBrock. A good job by Haley to get down there and absorb the contact.
It really was, because a three-point miss by Haley. She didn't hang her head or lose track of what she was supposed to be doing. Got back, got the position. Big collision there. She flew backwards. Saved the possession. Streaks still down two, but what a big play that was.
Streaks fans getting up, and now Haley Kelsey's going to get called for a travel. She lost the handle on the ball, got caught up underneath her chin, and she gets called for the travel.
Well, pressure really starting to mount now on both teams. A minute and a half to go in regulation with Geneseo clinging to the two-point lead, and they have the ball.
Rainey Sibley comes in for Haley. Offense, defense, substitution right there. Now going down the floor, they're going to just give it to DeFau. She's going to slow it up and try to get to a guard. She will. She gets it to Ford. Now DeBrock. DeBrock has it for Geneseo. She's going to go between the circles. Now back to circles back to the right. Gets a baseline to Dietrich. She's just powering her way in there. And we're going to get a foul against Casey.
Yep.
And Dietrich just kind of lowered the shoulder and just kept pushing her way. And that's going to be the seventh team foul. And that's going to be 1-1 now. Or actually, I think it's the eighth. 1-1, though, for Dietrich.
Yeah, as shaky as Geneseo's been with the ball, the streaks, that certainly was not an intentional foul. I don't think we get to that point for another minute, probably, because if you force Geneseo to throw the ball around much, you're going to get a turnover. But that time, a foul call, and so back to the free throw line goes Dietrich, who just made her last one.
Well, the positive is the Streaks get to bring their offense in now. Is into the game, Haley Kelson and Sabrina Clay. Out of the game, Danny Teal and Rainey Sibley. Free throw up by Dietrich. She got that one, and she's at three in a row now after going one of her first three.
Well, so Dietrich gets dangerously close to crossing that line every time when she lets it go. She'll get called for getting over it too quickly at some point.
50-47, and she's going to hit that one as well, and she was, again, real close on that one. So 51-47, Shriek step back down by four. 1:13 left to go in regulation. Casey with the basketball, dribbling up top the key. It has nowhere to go. She needs to just drive on DeFaw. She's trying to get to Jessica, but Jessica covered heavily by Emily Ford. Jessica with the basketball now, though. She's going to go in, spins, right hand. She's got it all the way in. Scoop shot up. No, she missed it. Rebound down to DeFaw. I thought that was going to go for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, a little too strong there. She was bumped a bit. And Geneseo with the ball, and now a foul as Jessica fouls DeFaw from the back.
Well, and that's not a good foul right there. That's Lieber's fourth, but I don't think the team knew that Coach Massey wanted the foul.
Yeah, and Jessica was the one near the ball, so she goes ahead
right.
and had to commit it. So DeFaw can really make things tough on us now if she hits a couple of free throws. Again, still on the one and bonus.
Just one of three on the game, though, for DeFaw. She lines up the first one, this one, and misses. But rebound comes down to DeBrock. She puts a shot up and good, and that's a killer right there.
We got to get one down in a hurry now.
Streaks need a quick basket here. Sabrina Clay top the key. Streaks trail by six, 43-47. Coach Massey calls a timeout. Into the game, Chloe Anderson.
Just ahead of a double dribble by Sabrina, so we really avoided a turnover there. As she was trying to get rid of it to a guard, well, they covered up Jessica, and nobody else was coming up to help out, and Evan, recognizing that, took a very key timeout. Otherwise, that's a turnover with 37 seconds left.
Well, a couple tough plays for the Silver Streaks here in the waning minutes. They had a bunch of times where they could have either taken a bigger lead or taken the lead back and had some turnovers and some missed shots. Into the game, Chloe Anderson out there with Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Haley Kelso, and Sabrina Clay. Sabrina stays in there, 37.1 left to go. Streaks inbound to Jessica. She gives it to Sabrina Clay. Jessica goes off a screen from Chloe. Now she's going to have to dribble in as they jumped out at her. Misses the jumper, and the ball comes down, loose on the floor. There's a scrum for it. Sabrina picks it up, gives it to Chloe, and we got another timeout by the Silver Streaks. Coach Massey calls it from the bench.
Yeah, they're fighting for every last inch they can get out there, realizing that this possession is huge. Down by 6 points. Now, 13 seconds went off the clock there in that shot and pursuit of the ball. So 24 left. We bottom line is we've got to get some points out of this possession, Eric.
Yeah, and Streaks really find themselves in a big uphill battle here if they're going to pull this one off.
And you got to figure Geneseo is going to have some opportunities at the free throw line, too, to ISIS, unless they start turning it over a few times. So you can see a six-point lead go by the boards pretty quickly, but it needs to start right here with the Silver Streaks finding one way or another to get some points on the board on this possession. You know, the Streaks came back, actually briefly took that one-point lead at 47-46, but Geneseo has had all the points since that time to lead 53-47, and it's been a struggle tonight, as we feared it might be against the Geneseo team that played here last night and made things look pretty easy against IVC.
For three quarters, anyway. Got a little tough in that fourth quarter. Let's hope that we see a similar kind of meltdown right here. Haley with the inbound, gets to the job, long three up. That one's off the mark. Ball's going to go out of bounds. The Streaks are going to get back with 20.2 left to go.
Yeah, so we're still alive on this possession. Number of chances for Geneseo to get the rebound. That another one of those long caroms off the miss by Jessica. And Haley will inbound from the far side.
Haley asks her what the play call is. Streaks are going to run it out of the box situation. Haley pushes the ball into Josh. Josh off the dribble, goes inside, drops it down to Sabrina Clay. Doesn't handle, kicks it out to Haley. Three up! Off the mark. Sabrina down with the rebound, puts it up. No foul call. Allison gets the rebound. She's going to put it in with 9 seconds, 8 seconds, and Coach Massey with the timeout.
Well, it's a good thing he saved his timeouts for the end of the game because we have certainly needed all of those now. So we got the bucket to get it down to a four-point game, but we used so much time getting there. As you said, Eric, it's down to 8.3 seconds on the clock. Now we've got to have the turnover. I'm not sure even a foul and a missed free throw is going to help it because the other end, you got to come all the way back down. It's still a two-possession game. And so you really need to find a way to get the steal here on the inbounds or shortly thereafter.
Well, and the Streaks have to be ready for the long throw. We've seen Geneseo use it a couple times here, and it's been working to perfection as DeFault kind of just jumps up like a wide receiver to catch over the top of whoever the Streaks hit on her.
Yeah, and it's not a bad move because then even if they do turn it over, the Streaks still have to come the length of the court in a two-possession game. So we'll see what Coach... Scott Hardison draws up for his team to inbounds against what will be intense Silver Streak pressure here as they try and find a way to pull this one out or call it a season at Dunlap in the opening game of the regional.
Dunlap is going to put two players on the half court line. They have two players inside the free throw line on the far side of the, on the near side of the floor. Inbounding the ball, Dietrich, they give it to DeBrock. Streaks trying to foul, no foul called, and now still trying to foul. 4 seconds came off the clock, and it looked like that Chloe and Allison ran into each other trying to foul, and no call was made.
Yeah, they really didn't get a good piece of the ball handler enough to where they call a foul. And so back this way, like you said, 4 seconds later, they foul Darcy Dietrich, who's a pretty good free throw shooter, as Rainey apparently has fouled out.
Yes, he has. Rainey fouls out, no points, 4 rebounds.
Nice hand from a good-sized Galesburg crowd that made the trip over here for this one.
Dietrich's going to get 2 shots at this as it's a super bonus. First one up and good, and that's about as close to a backbreaker as we can have.
Yeah, does not look good at all for the Silver Streaks now as Coach Hardison for Geneseo takes another timeout to make sure his girls know exactly what he wants them to do with their 5-point lead and 4.3 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, it just Streaks, you know, that second and third quarter really hurt the Streaks as they were outscored 33-20 in those two quarters combined. And so they faced an uphill battle pretty much the whole way since.
Yeah, you know, we knew coming over here that if, you know, if we shot the ball the way we're capable of, we could defeat anybody, but we also realized that, we could be had by anybody if we weren't shooting well. In that first quarter, we were pretty convinced that we were going to win this game because we were shooting it very well, had the 3 three-pointers, were doing very well, 15 points, but then, as you said, things just dried up on us in the middle quarters, our shooting touch, and Silver Streaks have had to just fight and claw for every point, it seems like, here in this second half.
54-49, Dietrich's second free throw to put it at a 6-point advantage is good. Streaks trail by 6. Jessica coming, gets the ball up to Haley Kelso, 3 up. That one's off the mark, and that's a game, and that's a season for the Silver Streaks. The Streaks come into this regional, the number one team. They leave this regional in the first game that they play, and at 55-49, the Streaks fall. We'll be back after this with post-game show, coaches' interview, as well as stats and scoreboard. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Just finished your book? Now you need to call your daughter to take you to the library. Ran out of a few necessities? Well, maybe your son can take you to the store after he gets off work. Your buddy invited you and some of your guys over to watch the game. Now let's see, who haven't you bugged for a ride lately?
When you call Handy Van, we'll take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits and you won't be bugging us at all. If a temporary or permanent disability prevents you from using the city bus or operating a vehicle, allow us to take you. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
That's someone enjoying a wonderful meal at McDonald's. That's someone enjoying a refreshing Coca-Cola for only a dollar. And that's the harmonious flavor of McDonald's and any size icy cold Coca-Cola soft drink or sweet tea for just a dollar. It's hard to describe it any other way. The simple joy of... A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The official WGIO forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 26 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 45. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 28. Thursday, partly sunny and windy with a high of 42. With west winds, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Thursday night, cloudy with scattered flurries, overnight low of about 22. Friday, cloudy with scattered flurries in the morning, high of 32. Friday night, cloudy overnight lows dropping down around 16. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 27 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIO.
Stacks, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIO's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Silver Streaks girls basketball season for 2012-2013 is over. Compliments of the Geneseo Lady Maple Leafs. 55-49, the final here from Dunlap High School. I'm Jim Lee along with Eric Gibson. Nick Simpson, our studio engineer tonight, and Evan Massey will make his way up here in just a few minutes to talk about this very tough loss, and one that it looked there about the middle of the fourth quarter, Eric, like we were going to dodge the bullet and come back from that double-digit deficit, and we did. In fact, got the lead at 47-46, but after that, it was all Geneseo. They were able to make clutch free throw after clutch free throw down the stretch. They got it inside a couple of times, and the Silver Streaks offensively, as was the case most of the night, just not able to get anything consistently going out of our sets, and we end up with the six-point loss.
Yeah, and that's the top thing. I mean, the offense just went ice cold there for so long, and then when the Streaks were able to finally climb back into it, you were optimistic. But again, like we were talking about there at the end of the game, they just missed too many opportunities that would have either pushed it to a bigger lead or kind of kept the game close for long enough. So now you look back and you think, well, what could have been done differently? Well, you know, the Streaks were 5 of 10 from the free throw line. They didn't get there at all, just once in the first half. And, you know, there's a lot of what ifs when you have a game where you lose by just 6. You make all 5 of those free throws and you're in it at the end.
Well, and one thing you've got to do if you're an underdog and going to pull off an upset, you have to perform at the free throw line, and Geneseo did that down the stretch. Eric, you'll take a look at those stats coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's take a look at the team statistic brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Not loving the Silver Streak shooting percentage again, though, tonight. 26% from the field. Goodness knows we got off enough shots, though. 72 shot attempts in this one, but hit just 19 of those. And part of the reason we fell by the wayside here, not getting to the 50-point mark. Meanwhile, Geneseo was 22 of 48 from the field. They were 46% efficiency. Rebounding edge, there were a lot of rebounds to be had in this one tonight. We had the Silver Streaks of 42 caroms and 38 for Geneseo. And turnovers, as we mentioned, as the game went through, not really that many for the tempo and the intensity the game was played at. Geneseo had 18. Silver Streaks had just 9 in the contest. But even with that nice statistic, keeping the turnover count in single digits, it was still that top stat, that Same old thing. The shooting percentage just not good enough for this team. And, Eric, that's been the bugaboo here for most of the season. Coach Evan Massey is set to join us now here on the Silver Streaks postgame. Coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Evan just gave me the note that he'll be gone for just a second here. So, Eric, I'm not sure whether that means he'll be a minute or 5 minutes. So go ahead and give us the individual statistics.
Well, not the prettiest from the Streaks. 12 points for Jessica Lieber to lead the way for the Silver Streaks. But she had a tough night shooting the basketball. She only hit 5 of 13, 16, 26 shots. 5 of 26. So not a good night shooting the basketball for her. 11 points for Haley Kelso on 3 threes and a 2. 3 steals and 3 rebounds for her as well. And Jess also had 3 steals and 5 rebounds. 8 points for Casey Williams with 6 rebounds, 2 blocks and a steal. 6 points for Danny Teal. And that is including 3 of 4 from the floor, 2 rebounds for her. 7 points for Allison Manjuri, who did it all there in the fourth quarter. Second and fourth quarters. 4 points for Sabrina Clay and 1 point for Chloe Anderson as Coach Massey rejoins us.
Okay. Again, the coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove's and Coach Evan Massey. This was obviously kind of a synopsis of the times, the way the year has gone. The girls fighting as hard as they could, but just not able to overcome 26% shooting to quite get over the hump tonight.
Yeah, and you know, I think you've hit it on the head. I think that effort's never been a problem with this group. That they've competed. They extremely coachable as far as willing to do things. But you know, the reality is we're a team that just we never quite got an identity in terms of things. That we at the end of the year we kind of felt like it was being a little more traditional in what we're doing, and we couldn't doing that, we couldn't get Geneseo to play at the tempo we wanted. Early in the game we were all right, but then I thought the second quarter we just turned it over way too much, and I thought, yes, we had problems on the boards as the game went on, but the thing that really killed us was that second quarter where we had the lead momentum. I think we had 6 times we turned it over and we didn't get shots.
In the stretch of our comeback, we were down 12 points, and then I don't know if it was intentional or not to go away from the three-point shot, but when Sabrina took it down the right side of the lane a couple of times, Casey followed her down there, were able to get some fouls and kind of get things going. Was that intentional, or did they just recognize it?
Well, we kept saying to them in the second half that we didn't have to panic. I thought we may have had enough. There's a fine line between we've got to be aggressive and we've got to be, quick shots where the defenses have the move. And, I thought that's easy said, but the problem is with their size inside, it was just tough to score.
Well, and it seemed like once they got that pass into the post, there wasn't a whole lot we could do but just hope that they missed, because at 6 foot and 5'11 down there, we've always known, I guess, all season that could be a problem for us.
Yeah, and it was a weird deal because I thought there were a lot of 50-50 balls that they were there for us, and it's almost like they were taken away from us. And so that part was disappointing, where I thought they kind of out-physicaled us in what we're doing. And I thought, it was a game where the way we were going to shoot, we would need all the breaks we were going to get, and we certainly didn't get much help from the officials that way, but that's part of basketball.
You've been through this obviously a lot of times. No matter whether you lose the first game of the regional or at the last game in the state tournament, it's always hard. And I think especially for girls, sometimes there can be a little more emotional. Do you just kind of let them work their way through it here tonight, or do you make a speech afterwards? How do you deal with that?
I've come more to the conclusion you got to make it short. And at this point, you don't spend time analyzing the game. That usually after a game, you analyze it for instruction to coach and get better for the next game. Well, you don't have a next game, so you make it short and you express this group, in particular the seniors, appreciation for all that they've done and how hard they've worked and stuff. But it's not the time for the banquet. There's plenty of time with that. But I appreciate this. It's a group that's worked hard, and it, as you say, it didn't end the way you would want it to end, and you know, I think these kids have grown up, you know, watching, you know, Galesburg teams that have gone on. And so it's tough for them to bow out in the first game.
Evan, we thank you, as always, for coming up. It's a lot of media coverage that I know that's a good thing, but it can be kind of tiring on a head coach as well as the season goes along. We appreciate you before and after each game stopping by to visit with us.
Well, I appreciate it. It's, you know, so the weirdest thing is as a coach is you go through this, and then all of a sudden tomorrow, you know, you've talked on the radio for, you know, two or three times a week for 3 months, and all of a sudden everything ends that way. But I appreciate the work you guys have done, and especially have enjoyed, you know, interviews with you, Jim. That I'm glad that it worked out for you to do that. I've always appreciated the work you and Brad have done. And I get to listen to those games. I don't get to the girls' games, but you know that it's tough right now. But that with the girls, they're a good group of kids, and they'll pull each other through it. And there'll be tougher things they go through in life, but this will hopefully help them a little bit.
Don't be a stranger until November. We'll see you somewhere between here and there.
I'll listen to you if you give more White Sox scores.
Evan Massey on the postgame. The interview brought to you by Breed Love Sporting Goods. And, Eric, if you want to go ahead and finish out those individual statistics now, but we've kind of sandwiched those around here.
Yeah, we got the Galesburg ones in now for Geneseo. They were pretty much a three-man team. Jamie DeFoss, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks, 15 points for Dietrich, including hitting her last 6 free throws. 4 rebounds and a block for her as well. 14 points for Molly DeBrock, who had a 3. And to go with those 14 points, 10 big rebounds, including that clutch one right at the end off the miss free throw by DeFall, where she put it back in to push the lead back up to 6 points. 4 points for Anna Wise, 3 to go with 5 rebounds, 3 points and 4 rebounds for Emily Ford, 2 points for Rachel Ganson. And they were 9 of 16 from the stripe, missing just one front end of a 1-1.
All right, Silver Streaks girls dropping here 55-49 in the opening game of the regional. We'll be back to wrap things up from Dunlap High School on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Galesburg High School girls basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Wear it and win the blue WGIL button, available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
A Tuesday night at Dunlap, where the Galesburg girls basketball season has come to a close, and a 55-49 loss in the regional to Geneseo. Right now we're looking down here, seeing the warm-ups by the Alleman Pioneers and the homestanding Dunlap Eagles. And like they've been warming up for a long time, Eric, but they're about ready to finally play basketball. And, you know, this is at Dunlap, and what have they got, 50 people over there? Not a very big crowd for a home team playing in their regional.
Yeah, I don't think they generally draw all that well when we've been here before in the past. In fact, 3 years ago when we played over here, we actually played in the small gym, and I think we did that a couple times.
That's
so,
right. Yeah, and when I forgot to give you guys the equipment that time, when we were with Jim Wyman, I ran into the small gym.
Yep.
I remember that day very well.
Yep. So I don't know if they've changed that practice on the norm. I know we played here in the big gym last year, but I'm just guessing that they don't draw all that well for their games, which is unfortunate because they've had a solid team, not a great team the last few years, but a pretty solid team, and this team should give the Pioneers a little bit of a run for their money.
Should be a good second game here. So all we've got left to do then is to wrap up the broadcast with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, the final Dave's Auto Body Award for this year. And after we looked down the list, Eric, and came up with several different possibilities, you and I landed on one that we both, after we looked at it, said, yeah, she's the one. Tell us who it is.
Yeah, Elsa Manjuri, 7 points for her, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. But most importantly, she had 3 points right at the end of the first half that kind of we thought maybe would give the streak some momentum going into the half. She was able to cut what was at that point a pretty big deficit at 26-22, at that point in the game anyway. Down to just a 1 point deficit going into the half, and then she went on a 4 point run there in the fourth quarter, and she also picked up 2 steals and the 3 rebounds.
All right, they're going to have another national anthem here, kind of odd for a tournament. So we will wrap it up here from Dunlap High School. Again, the final 55-49, the Streaks fall to Geneseo in this regional opener. For Nick Simpson back in the studio and for Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Lee. Thanks for listening to Streaks Girls Basketball this season. So long for now.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.